Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys, we are celebrating our 60 days. If you are participating in our 90-day challenge using your Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery, if you are doing that 90-day journal, then you have just hit your 60-day mark, and we want to celebrate that with you. I remember my first 30 days. I remember my first, one day, but I remember 60 days being extremely challenging. So I think we need to pause and just honor the effort. Okay. I think that is absolutely the most important thing for you to be willing to do at this point is to pause. Take a deep breath and just put your hand on your heart and say thank you for choosing you for the amount of times that you did in the last 60 days. And I can pretty much guarantee that no matter how long your streaks were, no matter how many times in a row you participated in one of your established healthy habits, no matter what, you are further along towards meeting your goals than you were before you started 60 days ago. Okay. And that is the goal. We really want to honor progress over perfection. We are not going to a place of perfection or healed, right? It is a process of healing. It is a process of learning. It's a process of growing. It's the process of paying attention to your inner knowing. Okay, this is about recovery and self-discovery. This is a lifelong process, but it's a lifelong process that we're inviting you to start now, not 5 years from now, not tomorrow, but now. And if you're listening to this and you did participate in the 90 challenge, then you've got 60 days in to really focusing on you. And what a lot of us have a hard time with is pausing to celebrate the victories. So what I'm inviting you to is to go back through the last 60 days and only read the victories. Okay? Read the victories. Go back through and just be like, wow, look at how I'm growing. Look at how I'm stretching. Look at how I'm pushing. Look at how I am doing the work. Because this is what the work means. People really, really go back and forth over what that means. But what it means when you start doing the work is you have moved to some degree into action. You are taking action towards your goals and action towards the life that will give you meaning and purpose. Right? Like that's what we all want. We all want to feel okay. We all want to feel safe and we want to feel okay. We want to feel content and knowing who we are and feeling good where we are in the world. And this is that process, one day at a time. But if you are pushing your comfort zone to get there, if you're challenging yourself, then you're on your way. So let's focus on your victories. Let's really honor the time that you have put in to approach and connect with your journal and yourself on a regular basis. Maybe you haven't done it daily. That's okay. We are not here to beat up on ourselves. That is not the point. The point in this journal is to hold yourself accountable. And if it's been challenging, good. That is the point. That is the purpose. Challenge yourself. I'm inviting you, though, to double down. If you have found specific challenges, let's take this 60 days, just like we did in the first 30 days, to really pivot and make some needed changes. If you need to scrub out some of those initial healthy habits and make some tweaks to them, now is a good time to do it. Because you don't need to go the entire 90 days, okay, to look back and be like, gosh, I think I really do need to make some changes. Every 30, 60, 90 days, you can look back and say, okay, maybe I set that goal a little bit too high. Let's tweak that out in the next 30 days. Great. Maybe you said you wanted to, cut back on something. Okay, great. Maybe when you establish that specific, when we're looking at our easy goals and you made it real measurable and specific, maybe it was just cutting out a little too much too soon. Okay, so tweak that out, okay? It is about progress. It's not about perfection. And a lot of us start off establishing these healthy habits that really aren't realistic right off the bat. But that's why we have these check-ins. That's why we have these reviews, right? 30, 60, and 90 days to go back and look, make some pivots, and really honor the progress. So I want you to go back through the last 60 days, this evening, or this morning, or whenever you sit to engage with your journal on a daily basis, and read all of the victories, okay? You don't need to focus on the struggles. Read the victories, pause, and think about any pivots you might want to make or need to make in the next 30 days. Knowing what you know, circumstances change in life over 30 days, sometimes in massive, massive ways. So I want you to take all of circumstances and life changes, the good ones and the unexpected ones and the negative ones. And I want you to take them all into consideration when you look at the next 30 days, okay? So I want to honor you and congratulate you on 60 days of engaging with your journal, no matter how often. And I invite you to really, 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 really dig deep into your victories, pause, pivot, and then lean in to the next 30 days. And we're going to meet you at the end of that. We're doing this with you. And if at any point you want some additional support, like write in, let us know. Let us know what the challenge is. Let us know what the healthy habit is that you've established that you feel like you're struggling with or might need to tweak. Like, we are here for that. We want to be a support to you on this journey. So thank you so much. And I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.